Good morning and welcome back, everybody. It is Thursday, July 23rd. My name is Darian Phillips. I am joined by your co-host, Simran Sandhu. And as always, it is an absolute pleasure to have you join us on today's episode of the 5-Minute Drill, brought to you by O5 Media. And to kick things off today, we've got news that the U.S. has reached a $2 billion agreement with both Pfizer and BioNTech in exchange for 100 million doses of their experimental COVID-19 vaccine to provide to Americans free of charge if they prove to be safe for use. And regardless of whether Pfizer's vaccine ends up working out, today's agreement was apparently enough cause for celebration as the company's stock price jumped by more than 5%, which ultimately helped carry the Dow to an increase of 60 basis points on the day. We also saw the NASDAQ and S&P 500 experience a modest trading day with increases of 20 and 60 basis points, respectively. And finally, 10-year Treasury yields fell to 59 basis points, marking the lowest close since April 24th.
And if we look at the market for precious metals, we'll see that gold futures are heading for a 9-year high as they approach $1,900 an ounce. As for other commodities, global dairy prices are also starting to increase as demand continues to recover in Asia.
And we've got a dynamic trio of earnings reports to roll out to you today, listeners, covering everything from food to software and even healthcare. Up first, we've got everybody's favorite burrito shack, Chipotle, which just showed that digital sales tripled last quarter, which initially sounds like great news, but unfortunately, the significant increase in digital sales was not enough to offset dining room closures. And as a result, the company reported their quarterly adjusted earnings were down by 90% from a year ago. And up next, we've got the longtime software giant Microsoft, who, like most big tech companies, has proved to be relatively unfazed by this crisis, reporting a 13% increase in quarterly sales. The company gave credit to its cloud computing segment, which has seen sustained growth over the past few months as a result of the workforce being moved online during the pandemic. And finally, we've got the chance to hear from the nation's largest hospital chain yesterday as HCA Healthcare claimed that a mixture of federal aid and the return to the operating rooms for medical procedures helped carry the company to a profitable quarter.
In the Wall Street Journal has just reported that Spotify continues to make big waves as they agree on a new licensing deal with Universal Music Group. The deal with the world's largest record company provides access to the streamer's two-sided marketplace, and in exchange, they will pay for Spotify's marketing and data tools. Looking ahead, it could be likely that other streaming giants seek out their own deals with other record companies.
And it seems like Slack is gearing up for a real-life David versus Goliath scenario as the company has officially filed an antitrust complaint against Microsoft in the EU. Slack claims Microsoft is abusing its dominance by forcing companies to install their Teams app and were even accused of blocking users' ability to delete the app later on. At the end of the day, Microsoft appears to be fairly unfazed by all of this, claiming they are committed to providing their customers with a variety of choices and that they look forward to providing additional information to the EU.
And if we switch gears here, the National Association of Realtors reported new data yesterday showing that U.S. existing home sales surged by almost 21% in June, and experts believe the significant increase in demand stems from apartment renters seeking more space, young families moving to the suburbs, and wealthy residents looking for second homes.
And there wasn't a whole lot of substance from a politics standpoint yesterday, that is, except for the U.S.'s decision to order an immediate shutdown of the Chinese consulate in Houston. When asked about the decision, the State Department accused China of conducting quote-unquote massive illegal spying and influence operations throughout the United States against U.S. government officials and American citizens, and said such activities have increased in recent years, according to the Wall Street Journal.
And we're going to end today's episode by talking about Tesla. For the very first time in its 17-year history, Tesla has posted its fourth consecutive profitable quarter, and I think we're finally starting to understand why Tesla's stock price continues to skyrocket. Let's just see if they can keep the momentum going while the list of short sellers continues to expand. And in the meantime, I hope everyone has a great day, and we look forward to catching you bright and early Friday morning as we continue our journey to redefine how you experience news.